What made you choose a major in interior design?
Well, I have always enjoyed like floor plans and space planning, and so I started off in architecture, but then I decided I wanted to do more of the fun stuff, which was the inside of the buildings and the color. You could add color, texture, and you just the whole flow of how people will actually interact with the space. So I really, that kind of really helped me.
Right. What do you like best about this major?
It's like hands-on. I'm not really one that's really good at taking tests and stuff, so we do a lot of projects and it's just all hands-on. I mean, you may have quizzes here and there, but for the most part we do a lot of hands-on, which that's how I learn.
Right, so that's how a lot of people learn, especially creative people who who have these ideas, and taking tests and writing papers probably wouldn't let you expand on all of your ideas that you have.
Yes.
It's nice that that works out. What are some specific classes that are required for this major?
We do like finishes and color and light, and then we have graphic communications, which is like we're into AutoCAD and Revit, so some of the computer classes, and then that's Photoshop and InDesign and stuff. And then we also work, we also have Studio, and that's where we actually work on our projects and build models and come up with like floor plans and layouts and stuff like that.
Cool. Is there a class that you've taken that you've really, really enjoyed?
I enjoy the studio classes, actually, even though they are like 3 hours long. I enjoy it because it's very informal, and like you can talk with your classmates and you're just basically brainstorming the whole time and trying to come up with the best ideas and thoughts for your project. So
cool. What are some careers that this major will prepare you for? I understand like an interior designer, but are there other things that this could prepare you to do well?
Yes. There are a ton of careers out there that we can go through. Like, our options are, like, crazy. There's so many. We can work with a design firm, or else we can work for, like, individual companies. Like, say, like, Vera Bradley, they have, like, their store up in Fort Wayne has, like, a whole department of how they're going to display the products and stuff. So you can help with, like, the store layout or the store displays.
Okay.
And then you can go into graphics. You can be even like a wedding planner.
Oh, cool.
So there's like so many stuff. And then eventually if you get worn out, you can be a sales rep for some of the companies.
Right. And it seems like everywhere you go, a room is set up in a specific way. And the person that would plan that would be the interior designer.
Yes.
So there's probably a lot of different options.
There is a lot of places. And I mean, there's interior design firms, and then you can work with an architect firm as well.
Oh, cool.
Because most architect firms have on-site interior designers. Otherwise, they hire out.
Oh, okay.
So it's, you know, if there's a building, there's going to be an interior designer.
That's awesome. What are some minors that might complement this major?
Residential property management is where you can take care of like an apartment community, where you can be a construction management, which looks really good on your resume, or like even marketing, or just like a few that you can name.
All right. So. Thank you.